Hi and welcome to the Boob Lady blog. My name is Sophie Burrows and I'm an IBCLC. I have recorded these blogs into voice format as well as written format to make it more accessible for people, and I hope you enjoy it. On with the blog. What should breastfeeding feel like? A popular question by many people, especially new parents. Breastfeeding is a whole new thing to experience. After the enormity of birth itself, and all the preparation many families go through for that event, breastfeeding feels like it should just be something that happens with little thought. There are instances where it does just fit into place. I rarely see those, but my job probably prevents me from in some ways. Becoming a new parent is a big change in itself. One big thing to bear in mind, however, is that breastfeeding shouldn't be hurting you. If your toes are curling up, then you need to seek skilled support. Many partners are perplexed at me looking at breastfeeding mothers' feet while they're latching their baby on. You can see quite how much pain someone is in by looking at this visual information. This skilled support can be an IBCLC like myself, or you can search for local breastfeeding support groups. There are many reasons for toe curling pain, and they don't all include the mother doing something wrong. In fact, they rarely do. I really dislike the theme that mothers have no idea what they're doing, even if we ourselves as mothers feel like that. at times. Pretty much all the families I meet have already got an inkling of what's going on, and they're trying to make changes to help. Often my skilled eye can look at the bigger picture and begin to bring it all together and work out with the family how to improve things. That's where skill comes in. Skill you won't necessarily get from a midwife or a GP. Caveat here, that depends on their training and life experience, and some of them are excellent. This also is a process that can take quite some time to work out. An IBCLC should watch you feed your baby. They should take a full history and make a full assessment of the whole situation. Sometimes it takes that higher level of information to work out a useful way forwards. So the question, what should breastfeeding feel like? It does have a feeling, but it shouldn't be uncomfortable to the point that you're really not wanting to put your baby back onto the breast again. It can be a little niggly at the beginning, but mostly it should be a sensation of sucking and swallowing by your baby, not much unlike if you sucked your thumb perhaps. You may get a tingling or burning sensation as your milk begins to really flow through, and this is after your milk comes in, and this can take between 30 and 40 hours after the placenta is delivered, and I've made a link, a click here link within the blog for more information on that. Some have no feeling as their milk starts to flow when their baby is feeding. Don't panic. The thing to watch out for is your baby swallowing in a rhythmical way. Pain, damage, or a feeling that something isn't quite right are all reasons to seek out support. There are peer supporters, breastfeeding counsellors, and IBCLCs for this kind of support. If you don't feel that you've got to the bottom of the issue, then search out some more support. There will be an answer. Sometimes it can take a little bit of searching to find the person with the skill level to have the answer you need. Breastfeeding is most definitely a skill that is learnt, and no skill is learnt without some difficulty along the way. Finding where to get skilled support to help you master breastfeeding is a really valuable and would really be great if pregnant people search this out before the big arrival, but often we don't quite realise how important it might be to do so. Don't suffer in silence. If breastfeeding isn't going how you thought it might, seek out support from the right place. Your local IBCLC is a clinical specialist in the management of breastfeeding and should be well placed to get you on the road to a breastfeeding experience that you imagined. My blog disclaimer. I use the word mother and other types of word like this within my work. This truly doesn't mean I exclusively see those who birth as mothers or female only. I am accepting and welcome the use of all other terminology, and try to give a neutral tone throughout my work. I acknowledge I have much to learn in this area, but I am accepting of any identity of human, including those who wish to give human milk to their human baby. Chest feeding is a term I fully accept and respect. My mission in life, and therefore my work, is to help others feed their babies human milk, hopefully from their birth parent, and sometimes from another human milk donor, to allow that parent to meet their goals. Nourishing a human infant can take many forms. I will support all of those forms to the best of my ability. My blogs and work are written with this in mind, but I accept I use mother, etc. often. And I'm sorry if this in any way causes dysphoria. I have dyslexia, and writing in itself is quite an exceptional effort for me. Punctuation is even harder. It can take me twice as long than others without my disability to write a working sentence, especially if I cannot spell a word and have to change a sentence entirely for it to work. This means deviating from wording, and it at times can be mind-boggling for me. I welcome your discussion with me, and thank you for your understanding.